listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So I'm Will Gilbross. I've been working across Six Music and Radio 1 shows predominantly for the past 3 years, and before that did Student Radio at URN.
My name's Ashley Sykes. I work as an artist manager for Stella Songs and Delirious Blacksmith.
My name's Mark Ryan. I am program manager, presenter, producer at Amazing Radio.
Ash and I did Student Radio together at Nottingham on a show called Radio Clubfoot, and we won Best Specialist Music Show at Student Radio Awards, and our prize was to do the Six Mix live on Six Music, which was incredible, and that was produced by Something Else, and long story short, through that I got end up getting a job there.
Obviously did the Student Radio Show with Will, and then I ended up getting an internship at Warner Music in London, ended up staying there for 3 years. And yeah, then moved over to Stella Songs.
I used to work at a record shop called HMV when it was a record shop, and then I went back to university to train again, so did a master's in radio, and then shortly after coming out of that got a show on Amazing Radio, and then that kind of turned into a full-time job, and then other things from there.
I think if I was to recommend anything for people to do, you know, beyond doing a radio show, which, I mean, you don't really even need a station to do it on anymore, you can just sort of record it and whack it up on Mixcloud, is like doing a blog to support that, because it just shows that you're, whatever music you're into, shows that, you know, you have a commitment, you have a passion for it, and there's certain, you know, you can, if you go into a job interview, you can show it to someone and go, right, well, this is my blog, this is me talking about new music, and here are examples of people who I've supported like ages ago and now coming through, you know, hopefully that's the ideal. So I think do that. I think like persevering obviously is really important, and if I think also what's really key is sort of build a relationship and build a following in the town where you are, or in the sort of locality where you are, because it's a lot easier to do that and talk to people and meet new people and the new artists coming through who, you know, live down the road, as opposed to trying to contact massive artists who live in LA who, to be perfectly honest, have better things to do than speaking to you.
I agree with all of what Will said there. I would also recommend that you probably go in and find any kind of work that you can at a BBC local station, because inevitably most of the specialist music jobs in radio are either the BBC or people who make shows for the BBC. You're going to be in a much better position to get a job with either if you can demonstrate that you can use the equipment and the systems that the BBC would use.
And being part of a label, you obviously get a lot of attention from maybe student radios, and it could be said that they badger you a lot. What's your key tip in the right approach that students should take?
They should, when they email, get in touch, they should be very personable. I'm quite fond of hassling, because it means that they actually really want something rather than kind of emailing once and me telling them no or not kind of responding. So that doesn't really bother me, and it kind of be reasonable with what you're asking. I think asking for something which just isn't feasible.
And Will, you mentioned that new music isn't necessarily just being released, it's stuff that you've heard for the first time. Could you say a bit more about that again?
Sure. Well, I think I think with blogs, like, it's almost a thing, if it's been on SoundCloud for 2 days, it's old. I mean, like, obviously that's ridiculous. But I think also sort of new music is when it's new to you. So there's loads of amazing music that I've heard recently, I mean, like, literally within the past week, that was released about the same time I was born, but it sounds amazing now. So to me, that's new music. So Detroit or Chicago house tunes, which were coming out in the early 90s, I've never heard. That's new to me. And as sort of music circles come round and round, it sort of sounds really fresh now and could have been released now by like a Disclosure or something like that. So I think it's important to sort of value what's happened before, because those trends are going to come round again and they sound amazing. So if you play them in your show, it's just going to sound wicked.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.